Ich möchte heute Abend
tonight, I would like to greet all brothers and sisters, you who have come from near and far. May the Lord bless us all together. We are grateful for the possibility which the Lord has given us, that not only we who we are present here, but also worldwide, brothers and sisters, can have part in this meeting and service. Via internet, they are joining us, having part in the word which is preached at this place, having part in the blessing which the Lord will give us also tonight. We are grateful for the wonderful songs which the choir has sung, for the instruments which were played. We are grateful for everything what the Lord has given unto us. May he also tonight come to his right with each one of us who has come, who is listening worldwide. May he help us all. May he make all things well. May he manifest his presence, which he promised in our midst. Let us together as a church sing two songs for the beginning. We start with song number 14, Showers of Blessing, hymn number 14, Showers of Blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now, as to God we're confessing. Now, as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but shall us we plead. Amen. May the Lord do it tonight. May the showers of blessing rain upon the whole meeting here. As the second song, let us sing hymn 35. Hymn number 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 35. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Thank you. Amazing grace. Can we say this? Praising this wonderful grace. By grace we are gathered here tonight. To hear God's word. To hear what the Spirit has to say unto us. May he lead Brother Frank, may he strengthen him so that he can preach his word, so that we are all blessed, strengthened in the faith, and so that the Lord tonight comes to his right with each one of us tonight. Before Brother Schmidt prays with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. From Romans chapter 15, I ask that we stand up while reading the word. Romans chapter 15, from verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now, the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the Spirit succeed to work this unity amongst us, so that we are in one accord when Brother Schmidt comes, calling upon God, praying. Do we want to do this? May the Lord bless us. I ask Brother Schmidt. Lord and God, you alone are the one who can work unity. You are the one who teaches us. You are the one who has revealed your word unto us. We thank you that we can live in this time and that we know that your coming is so near. Yes, we can say, it is at the door, O God. We ask you, Lord, as the songwriter expressed it, the singers had sung it, it could be the last time today. But Lord, in heaven, we alone hope. Our hope is only in you. Our trust is in you, in your presence. We hope of your blessing. We thank you that you have given us grace to recognize the time in which we are living, where everything goes upside down, and yet you have given your chosen people by your precious blood. You have paid a high price for us, Lord. We thank you. We ask you, please bless, O God, bless us at this place, who we are present here, and bless also those who cannot be present here, O Lord. Bless all who are joining us online, listening. Give grace that you can speak to all of us so that souls get saved, that people get delivered. Oh God, I ask it. Now we ask it together. Great God, be merciful. Be merciful. Everywhere, worldwide, let us praise you. Amen. You may be seated. Surely, we will sing a couple of choruses. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. The favorite chorus of Brother Branham. He knew that it depends on our faith. Oh, that you could believe. Then you would see miracles.
Jesus
Your Jesus would be always at your side, as a German song goes. Let us sing this chorus. Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Amen.
Amen. Today we would like to welcome all of you, in particular all those who are here today for the first time. May the Lord bless you in a very special way. May He open your heart so that God's holy word can fall into it amongst those who are here today for the first time. We also have somebody from the Muslim faith. We are grateful to God that the Lord really calls out from all peoples, tongues, and nations, from all religions. He's calling out. And we of course have there our brother Michael, who translates. We have here our brother Noble Gill from Pakistan. And we are eyewitnesses of that, what God has done there. And in many Muslim countries, what He did there. We are very grateful to the Lord for everything. Now, today, we cannot extend greetings to you. Brother Thomas is not here today. And one just needs someone who knows the French and English language, who can read the greetings properly. Perhaps we will come back to it tomorrow. Then I would like to greet our precious brother and sister Schanz from the USA, welcoming you, and the family Ellis Wendel from Canada, welcoming them in a special way. Then really all brothers and sisters from all peoples, from Guadeloupe, from Africa. Today we have here about 20 different nations present, and we are very grateful to our Lord God. Our brother Deo was asking me whether the small delegation could sing a song. Please come now to the front. Sing us now a song. We are, of course, amongst ourselves. Where's Brother Deo? And where are the brothers who would like to sing? If they are not here, then no singing will take place. Yes, then our brother from the USA and Brother Moise, and whoever you are, feel welcome. Just feel at home at this place. Yes. I don't know the language. They come from Kigali. Kigali. Okay. Then sing. Very good. We wished that we could understand all the languages. Then I may not forget to welcome our precious brother and sister from the Dominican Republic. Where are you? They have come to Peru. And today they are here. Please stand up at the left side. Very nice that most countries have learned the English language, or at least can understand a bit and can speak a bit. And we are grateful to the Lord that also today it is being translated in 15 different languages simultaneously, so that all can understand in all the nations, listening and passing it on. Just before, our brother gave me a note, our brother Vaskin, that 2,762 in the Armenian language were joining us, listening now, witnessing the preaching which we are passing on by the commission of God. It's just so wonderful what God has done in the last 6 years. And Brother Tati, please stand up.
Brother Tati, where are you? Where's Brother? Yeah. Brother Tati.
Brother Tati is the one whom God uses to always buy the equipments and to send them, buying them, sending them, so that everywhere everybody can be connected, listening and watching together with us. And also this the Lord has laid in such a way that the last message can reach the ends of the earth. And just before, I was looking into the past. Exactly 55 years ago, 1964, I made my first missionary trip to India, and on my way back, I went via Jerusalem and Amman, returning. And now we're looking back to all these years in which I traveled 15 million miles to preach the precious and holy Word of God to all nations and peoples. And now, in the last 6 years, the Lord took care of it, that the equipment could be bought, and so that all in all of Africa, in Asia, everywhere, all over the world, can get the devices, the equipment, and everything what goes with it, to then have part in the meetings, having part in the preaching which the Lord has given to us and entrusted to us by His grace. And brothers and sisters, this we're not saying just for our sakes, but this we are saying for the sake of the Word of God, that we have the privilege to have to experience the direct part of God's plan of salvation. This was never on the earth before, since 2,000 years. But we are now so close before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that it must be fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. And brothers and sisters, what really is becoming great to all of us is that the Lord God in our time has found a man to whom he could give the commission to bring the last message before the return of the Lord the message of the calling out, just as Moses received a commission to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. Let my firstborn son go, that he may serve me. The message of the calling out, ye my people, touch not the unclean thing, then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. And brothers and sisters, that we, with the second part of the divine commission of the Lord himself, we were ordained to bring this message unto the ends of the earth. This was not my and your decision. This was the decision which God made from eternity and which he fulfills in our time. And if we look back to all these years, 86 years have come and gone from 1933. But then came the special year, 1946, with a direct commission as an evangelist, with the gift of healing, the healing revival, bringing it into existence until 1946. There was the Pentecostal movement, but hardly known. Small churches, little churches here and there. But since 1946, when this special gift of healing was given by God himself to our brother Branham, since that time, a completely new period of time started. The whole healing revival with all the evangelists which then came on the scene. But we go back directly to 1962, when the Lord in March 1962 has shown the vision to Brother Branham of the supernatural cloud in which the seven angels would be. And this he preached on the 1st of April 1962. He mentioned it. And then, exactly 1 year later, while on the 24th of March 1963, preaching about the seventh seal, he said, a year ago, the Lord has given me the vision. And we all know what happened, that the commission was given to him to move to Arizona, and there would appear this cloud. And that's how it took place on the 28th of February 1963, with a direct divine commission. And I'm really happy every time when I listen to Brother Branham carefully, how he has the things in his mind. And then he says, the seventh angel in the pyramid meant more to me than all the other six. And he describes this angel briefly. And then he says, this was the one who commanded me to return to Jeffersonville to preach about the seven seals. Brothers and sisters, we have arrived in a period as it was with Moses, as it was with Joshua. We have part in the direct plan of salvation. And it's really the last message which the Lord has given to his people by his grace, so that we all have the opportunity to get orientated biblically, returning to the original faith of the apostles at the beginning. And the Lord puts his emphasis on it, that we really come out from all denominations, coming out from all religions, coming out from all nations, coming out, being separated, cleansed, purified, sanctified, to be prepared unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And as sure as at that time, 1933, it was said that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ, so sure it took place. And now we are looking back to all these years, looking back to more than 50 years in which we preached the holy, revealed, and precious Word of God. And all who are of God are hearing God's holy Word. You all know, our task is also to correct all the things which are not in conformity with God and His Word, to mention them by name, because we believe only what the Scripture and how the Scripture it says. And therefore, we must, in our monthly meetings, some things must be said which have an international meaning to help all brothers, really to serve them so that they can give out the pure spiritual food. And one of the things which must be corrected is the fact there is now a special direction which refers to Brother Branham. We will not deal long with it now, but here we have it, a book. It has the title Seven Church Ages by William Branham, and written by Lee Vail, but has the title by William Marion Branham. And not one sentence in this book is directly from the mouth of Brother Branham. Lee Vail took the seven sermons about the seven church ages. He listened to them. Brother Branham has given him the doctor title. He has listened to the sermons. And then he was sitting down and wrote a book. But the seven original sermons are completely different than this book here, which claims. But now comes the point that there's now a whole direction which no more opens the Bible, reading in it, but only reading and opening this book, and just claiming what is written in the Bible, nobody understood, and that is now the right one. Such things are really hurting me so much when people are referring to someone and presenting heresies, then it really touches me. Really. But if one refers to Brother Branham and then spreading heresies, then I really feel otherwise. I just have to say this. And therefore, in the new circular letter, we will speak about Revelation 10. We will have to say a couple of things so that all are helped to return back to the true biblical faith, and all the misunderstandings and everything what is being misinterpreted, just to leave it aside and to be sanctified in the word of truth. Now, what is really important now, dear brothers and sisters, let us say it freely and openly. Everything belongs together. The biblical experiences. And it's not long ago. Not only one. It repeated that brothers who 40, 50 years are believers, 50 years, they ask themselves, did I experience a true conversion? Did I make the personal experiences of salvation in my life? Was everything manifested? And we really notice that we have to come back to our self-examination, not examining the other one. Each one examines himself. Did we truly have experience a true repentance? Did we really repent? Were there tears rolling down? And did we really consecrate our lives to the Lord? Did we really experience a true conversion to the Lord by His grace? Have we experienced a renewing as written, that we must be renewed on the inside? Did we experience this personally? And if it speaks of the new birth, did we really receive the seed of the Word of God into us? Did it spring up in us? Could the Spirit of God fertilize this seed in us unto a new life so that it might be fulfilled, as already written in the New Testament, in the Old Testament? I will give you a new heart. I will make a new covenant with you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. Brothers and sisters, we are so near before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that we really, as the singers have sung so nicely with emphasis, they sang, "It could be for the last time today." No one knows when the last meeting takes place. But one thing we know, the Lord will confirm His word, and He Himself will make the completion in us and with us. Then, just the emphasis now. There's only one eternal life, and only God is from eternity to eternity. God has no beginning. God has no end. From eternity to eternity, thou art God. And God revealed Himself to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so it is written, he who has and received the Son of God, he has eternal life. 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. So, only he who received Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as his personal Savior, believing that our Redeemer died on the cross of Calvary, shedding his blood, the blood of the new covenant. Whoever believes this with all his heart and who receives it, he receives forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace and salvation. But it's necessary that it is emphasized here. In no religion, in no other one is salvation, but only in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us come now back to our part. Just thanking that we recognized what God promised for this period of time. And the promise has been fulfilled before our eyes. It's so important. And if it's only just a brief promise, but the impact of this promise is, of course, worldwide. I send you the prophet Elijah, who restores all things. No one may bypass this. Whoever bypasses this, bypasses God. As then, at the first coming of our Lord, the message was brought, a voice cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make straight the path for our God. And all from Jerusalem and Judea, they went to the river Jordan to hear the man sent from God who brought the message. And we have said it here many times, emphasizing it. He could say to his listeners, I baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Who were the 3,000 people who were coming there in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost? Who? To experience the promise which was given to them. In the same way it is today. Whoever does not receive the divine message bypasses God. He missed the day and hour of God. And our Lord can do nothing but to go on the Mount of Olives and to look over Jerusalem and to weep over Jerusalem and to say, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that thou missed the day of your gracious visitation. God gives promises, but when they come to fulfillment, then we must have part in it. And by it becomes manifested that we found grace in the sight of God. We all know. Recently we emphasized it many times. Firstly, God gives promises, and then he watches over his word. to fulfill what he promised. God himself took the responsibility for it. That what he promised to also fulfill it in us who we believe them. But the faith is the connection between promise and fulfillment. Therefore, we believe, as the scripture has said, and we are grateful to the Lord. Let us also say this, not for my sakes, dear brothers and sisters, but let us say it. Without the divine commission, I could not do this all these things in the past more than 50 years. And we are very grateful to God with all our hearts that he really, in all peoples and tongues, he opened the doors and the hearts so that we can believe what the scripture says. But before it can be believed, it must be first preached what the scripture says and what the Lord has written and promised in his word. The ministry, which is happening now, is connected with the plan of salvation of God as the last message of the calling out before the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And brothers and sisters, we don't need anybody who comes here as a bishop or someone who is a great personality. We just need God who gives a commission, and that this commission then is being carried out. Let us read now a couple of scriptures of Paul. It becomes so great to me, brothers and sisters, that we truly have the whole Old and New Testament and the full conformity of the Old and of the New Testament. And just remember, in the days of Paul, he wrote a letter to the Ephesians, one to the Corinthians, one to the Galatians, two to Thessalonians. Yes, but just some churches had the letters, but we have every letter which is connected with God's plan of salvation, whether it was written to the Ephesians or whether it was written to the Galatians or Corinthians. We truly have everything. A complete Word of God, Old and New Testament. And as I write in the new circular letter, the divine certificate of the church, we have it here, a divine testament the Lord God made with us. And this is the testament. Our Lord himself said, the New Testament in my blood. Let us read from Titus a couple of lines. Titus chapter 1. Titus 1, from verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect. Here, we can stop a bit. For the faith of God's elect. James writes, Jude writes, that we should contend for the faith which was once for all delivered unto the saints which are sanctified in Christ Jesus. And that we, in this divine message, evangelistisch, sondern auch are not only evangelistically, but also teachingly. And we have to include the prophetic part. These three areas belong together. It starts with the preaching of the gospel, with the salvation of the soul, with the forgiveness of sins, and everything what goes with it. But then comes the teaching, and then comes the word of prophecy, which we should take heed to as unto a bright shining light in a dark place. And here Paul writes, to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Everything belongs to it by grace. But here not the called are spoken to, but the elect are addressed. The elect, they will be the overcomers, overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and by the faith which was given to them by God. And all seven promises in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 are addressed to the overcomers. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And we said it here a couple of times. The most powerful promise is for us prepared. In finishing of the church age of Laodicea, our Lord said, the promise, he has given the promise. He that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down of my Father. Father's throne. The throne of God is in heaven. And Jesus Christ, as the Son of David, is called the Son of David, who will start then his millennial reign on the earth. Also, this is a wonderful thought, which from the very beginning, already at the birth of our Lord, and at the announcement of the birth of our Lord, it was emphasized. Perhaps I should read this to you so that you know that already the last promise, right at the birth of our Lord, it was mentioned in Isaiah, chapter 9. Isaiah, chapter 9. Here it's written of our Lord. Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called
dem Throne Davids und für seine Königschaft.
Seven. And upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Just think of it. The whole chapter, from verse 1, there the birth of our beloved Lord and Savior is announced, and right in connection with the birth, it is said, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Already at the first promise, the last promise was mentioned already. But now it is on us that we divide everything as it must be done from the plan of salvation. He could announce the end at the beginning of what would take place. And then if you go to Zechariah 9, verse 9, rejoice, daughter Zion. Jubilate. Behold, your king cometh unto thee. Matthew 4 and 5, and this was done that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Matthew 21 verse 5, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon a donkey. Brothers and sisters, I just wanted to emphasize this. What already at the beginning was said, what would take place at the end. And I tell you why. Why I want to emphasize this. Because in Revelation 10, the hint was given in the days when the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, then the mystery of God is finished, as he has declared it unto his servants, the prophets. And whoever goes then to Revelation chapter 11, reading in verse 15, there it is announced. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Let us say it once again. Right at the beginning, in connection with the birth, he will reign as king forever. But then we are told precisely when he will start this kingdom. And whoever wants to know it even more precise can read Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. Revelation 12, verse 10, here it is written, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. Oh, very clearly written. when the bride, as the male child, is taken up, then there's a fight in heaven, Michael, and his angels are fighting with Satan, the accuser of the brethren, and he will be cast down, and we are with the Lord at all times. Oh, how precise it is placed scripturally when the kingdom will start. Brothers and sisters, I'm so grateful to God for His precious and holy word. Wherever we read, wherever we open the book, the Lord just takes care of it, that our understanding is opened for it. And here, the words from Ephesians, chapter 1. I just would like to read a couple of words from Ephesians, chapter 1, from verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Then grace be to you. Grace is always emphasized. Then verse 4, Ephesians 1, verse 4. According as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Before the foundation of the world. When Paul writes his epistles to the elect, then it were those who then had respect before the divine call. And they knew Paul doesn't come as a scribe to them, but he comes as a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, who was sent with a divine commission for the church. And in the same way it is today, only those who were chosen before the foundation of the world, they will accept and receive a ministry which God promised. Amen. And they will thank God with all their hearts for it. Then it's written here that He has forgiven us all our trespasses according to the riches of His grace. Verse 7. Then, as emphasized in verse 9, Ephesians 1, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of His will. What do you say to it? To us, He made known the mystery of His will. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts. Then we have here, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself. Just think of it. God purposed something, a plan of salvation to carry it out. And we, by grace, may experience the last portion of this divine plan of salvation, having part in it. And this alone is the confirmation that we are truly part of God's elect, whose names were written into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain before the foundation of the world. Amen. Tell me, brothers and sisters, tell me, in which church can this verse today be read? I read it once again. Verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Just go from preacher to preacher. Go. From church to church. From confession to confession. Whom? To whom? And here? Very clearly addressed to us, who we are ordained. To us he revealed this mystery, according which he purposed, according to his good pleasure. No one could command him what should be done. God alone purposed it in himself, and he brings this plan of salvation to pass, as written. Let us say it once again. We truly, as the least ones, as the most simple people, we may experience it. And let us say it once again, with the ministry of Brother Branham. Who can bypass it? When a rushing of a wind takes place, and the supernatural light comes down, visible for everybody, descending, and Brother Branham hears the voice. Hears the voice. Look up! And then again, look up! And then the words. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Just think of it. The God of heaven, as John was standing in the river Jordan, baptizing our Lord, and the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit was descending, and the voice sounded, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So Brother Branham stood in the river Ohio, about to baptize the 17th person, a young brother. And behold, it happened when he was standing there in the river Ohio. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank our Lord God for it, that we can believe it. And then, here, verse 13, Ephesians 1, verse
13,
in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. The word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And not only that, listen closely, which is the earnest, the deposit, the down payment, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession of his own purchased church unto the praise of his glory. This is the full gospel. This is the full salvation. And we are all convinced that what is written here must take place. All of us, without exception, all of us who we are now believing with all our hearts, all of the revealed word, all the mysteries, all connections, all we who believe God's word, we receive the earnest, the down payment. And this is the confirmation that we will experience it personally, that the Lord will return and that our mortal bodies will be quickened. And then we will meet our Lord in the air, and forever we will be with him. It could be read and read. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Herrlichen Erbes bei den Heiligen ist. Wir sind Erben Gott.
We are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Brothers and sisters, this is not being puffed up. This is divine reality. And as sure as he has opened our understanding for the scripture, and as sure as we could say yes to it, so sure everything what the Lord promised, we will truly experience it personally. Then it goes on in verse
20,
the power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Brothers and sisters, also we will see the glory of God. We don't have to be troubled how it will take place. It will take place. And how often we have emphasized it here at this place. The resurrection of our Lord is, of course, the guarantee for our resurrection. He died in his body. In the spirit, he went down. He proclaimed the victory of God in hell. And all the Old Testament saints, the believers, together with him, they rose according to Matthew 27. And they appeared to many in the holy city. And then it was fulfilled what is written in Psalms 24. Open ye ancient gates, and let the king enter. When the Lord, with all the Old Testament saints, entered glory, brothers and sisters, and then we have the promise that the Lord, all who believed during the time of the New Testament, all who died during that time, that he will bring them with him. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He will bring all with him, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, who we are alive and remain, shall be changed. And together we will go up into glory. Let us summarize of what it is all about today. It's about that all who find grace, that all might experience the grace, a direct conversion experience personally, that all make it with the Lord, that he gives you testimony that your sins are forgiven unto you. Go in peace and sin no more. We want that all who hear God's word now, that they make a right start with the Lord. Faith, repentance, conversion, baptism, spirit baptism, everything what goes with it, that we truly are ready as the bride of the Lamb to meet the bridegroom when he returns. One more word for all who go through special trials. Never in my life I heard of such trials as in the last days. Sometimes it is incomprehensible through what believers have to go. Through that, what happens in their surroundings. But one thing we know, the Lord goes with us. Doesn't matter whether we go through the water, walking through the fire, going through trials, going through disappointments. Our Lord never disappoints us. That's how it is written, that all things work together for good. Yes, we ask ourselves, how? The Lord knows it. Let us say it once again. Elect, the elect will be attacked by the enemy in a special way. The accuser of the brethren leaves everyone in peace. Why is it not written the accuser of the believers? Why is it written the accuser of the brethren? Our Lord was asked, who are your brothers? Who are your mother? And what did he answer? All who are doing the will of my Father in heaven, these are my brothers. These are my brothers. And he is the firstborn among many brethren. We are born and begotten by the same Spirit by whom the Son of God was begotten. We are sons and daughters of God by grace. And as the enemy attacked our Lord, always, every step he attacked him, so we must also, we as brothers and sisters in Christ, we have to just endure it. And that the accuser of our brethren, day and night, he is busy to accuse. But one thing we may emphasize every time: Satan, get behind me. The blood of the Lamb speaks for me. And the blood is still on the mercy seat. And we may come to the Lord in perfect faith by his grace. And we know he will bring everything to pass. also that word we could still read. Those whom he called, them he also justified. And those whom he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. God has given a perfect redemption, and we received it and we believed it with all our hearts, whatever he has given us. And let us say it once again. Whoever believes now with all his heart that the last message foreruns the return of Christ and is being preached to all peoples and nations, whoever believes this with all his heart, that this is the last commission, the direct commission before the return of Jesus Christ, and that all who will take part in the rapture, they will be prepared by this last message, being called out and separated and prepared to then enter the glory of God. I can say this to you by the authority of the Word of God. I can really assure you, we who we believe God and we who we accepted what He has promised and prepared for our time, we will be part of it when the Lord brings everything to pass and completes everything. And forever we will be with Him. To Him, the only true God, be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Let us sing the chorus. This is the day. This is the day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
We bow our heads and we remain in silent prayer. Let me ask here whether some are in our midst who were spoken to by the Word, who feel, I am meant. The Lord spoke to me. He called me. I come to Him. While we are singing the chorus, just as I am. If we have some in our midst, or perhaps just raise your hand firstly, whether some are here for whom we can pray, that you can go here from here with the assurance of faith. Now, while we are singing this chorus, you can come to the front that we pray for you, just as I am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come, I come. Once again,
Christ,
You have come to the Lord. And many who are still on their seats, they also came to the Lord. And it is written, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And it is written, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. And you all know, the Hebrew name of our Savior, Yahshua, Yahweh Savior, Jesus is our Savior. In him we have the redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of our guilt and sin. Receive it, accept it by faith. And then you will look back to this day and you will say, this was my day which God made for me. All of us, we had our personal experiences with the Lord. And all who had experiences with the Lord, they have a new desire to have a new experience with the Lord. Shall we not sing all together? We pray for a new experience. Let us sing. I pray for a new experience with you, O Lord. Only through you I will be a victor. Give me your power. Reveal yourself anew to me and veil me into your grace. Lord Almighty God, our brothers and sisters, they have come to you. They believe in you, their Lord and Savior, in the blood of the new covenant, which was shed on the cross of Calvary, and which is still on the mercy seat in the most holy place, speaking for us. Beloved, receive the redemption, receive the forgiveness, receive the deliverance, receive everything what the Lord has given to you. This is the day which the Lord made for you. To him be the glory and the praise for everything. Also for all of you, you who have come, the blessing of the Almighty God may it rest upon you. And may you belong to the elect who believe every word and who trust the Lord and who experience their preparation for the return of Christ. Thanks be to you, beloved Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you all pray with us? Did you all thank him? Did you all accept? To the Lord our God be the glory. I don't know. We sing a chorus. But our sisters, Janina, she had a special song in the French language, which she could sing. She is amongst us today. If she is here, then may she come now. And we sing, this is the day, this is the day. This is the day, this is the day. We all know who Sister Janina is. She's working here at the Mission Center, and she's looking after the whole French-speaking world. All the emails, all the brochures, everything our sister is doing together with the sisters who help her.
Es war ziemlich weit hinten. Ja.
Nice when we hear songs which we know in every language. To the Lord be the thanks. I will ask Brother Hans Henrich and Brother Huszar to come to the front and to thank here. And also Brother Tati and Brother Didier, please come. We will thank together. Brothers and sisters, if we are not thanking with all our hearts, who shall do it? To the Lord be the glory. To the Lord be the praise. Please come. Come.
Mein Gott, ja. Treuer, geliebter Herr.
Faithful Lord, we are consciously in your presence. You spoke to us, Lord, and your word worked faith in our hearts. Dear Lord, we have been brought into conformity amongst one another by your Spirit, because your Spirit revealed your word unto us. We have sung about the life, we have heard about faith, which was once delivered unto the saints, but now we are here. It's our turn, Lord, our hour, where you are revealing yourself. Beloved Lord, it's about the unity, it's about the harmony in the Spirit, where we are all one with you, as we read at the beginning. Lord, these wonderful songs, this word of God, these prayers, everything must contribute so that we can appear without spot, without wrinkle before you. We are hearing what you're doing now. It's a wonderful grace to believe this main promise that you would send a prophet. Oh, that we can have part in this wonderful message of restoration. Tonight you are in our midst, Lord. There where you are speaking, there you are at work, and all things are possible for them who believe. We are consciously in your presence. We are so grateful. Beloved Lord, your word brings us into a unity, into a harmony. Thank you for the word of Ephesians. Thank you for the word of Revelation. Thank you that you protected us from all errors. You have given us your truth. Lord, with all our hearts, we thank you for this wonderful sermon. It's your word. There's not a second place as this one. There's not a second sermon as this one tonight. Lord, you spoke to me. Lord, you spoke to us. Lord, we don't want to go from here as we have come. You have given our brother strength. Your word is powerful. We thank you with all our hearts. To you alone belongs all the praise and glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, our hearts are touched. Your people, your elect, have gathered. We made a covenant with you by sacrifice, so that you can speak to us, so that we can hear your words. And today, your word was addressed to us. Beloved Lord Jesus, we thank you for the truth. We thank you for your leading and guiding. We thank you that this truth has set us free. We thank you that we could accept and receive this message and messenger whom you have sent. It's not the speaking of a man. It's your speaking, and it's your working in our hearts. And as you said in Matthew 5, you should be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. And we are conscious. We will not come into the perfection of knowing everything. But we must come into the perfection of your love, and you will do it by pouring out your Spirit into our hearts. Beloved Lord Jesus, today we heard that you are watching over your word, watching over the promises which you have given us. And As you have given the promise, the Lord will give you a sign, and the woman will conceive and conceive and give birth to a son. But then came the time where Simon was holding this promise in his arms, and this promise became a reality. And the same way it will be with us. We are your elect. It's not our willing. It's not our running. It's your mercy. You have drawn us unto yourself. We have received a new spirit, a new life, a new heart you have given us. We praise you and glorify you. As our brother said, our hearts are touched. Not a man spoke to us, but you spoke to us. You had fellowship with us, and the hearts were open. Continue to work in each one of us. Who should praise you, but if not we? I thank you and I praise you for all brothers and sisters who have come to the front. Please grant them the assurance of faith. It is written, you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. We can just praise you and thank you. Receive all the adoration, all the worship. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
I tell you,
yes, my Lord our God,
Herr unser Gott,
we thank you.
Wir danken dir
for this evening.
Für diesen Abend.
We thank you
dir danken
to
dir
have made known to us
dass du uns bekannt
the mystery of your will.
Das Geheimnis deines Willens.
Oh, what a grace!
Welch eine Gnade.
Who can be compared to you?
Was kann mit dir verglichen
you are
werden?
The only God
du bist der einzige
who came
Gott,
to us
der zu uns kam,
in Jesus to save us,
uns zu
to
retten,
give us your eternal life.
Dein ewiges
we are children of God.
Und wir sind Kinder
we have the victory
wir haben den Sieg
through Jesus Christ.
Durch Jesus
oh Lord our God,
oh Gott,
this is your time.
Dies ist deine
the message
deine
has
Botschaft.
Reached the north, the south, the west, the east. Now rise, our Lord. Confirm your word. Thank you. Thank you for the message. Thank you for your servant who brought this message to the ends of the world. I thank you. My eyes have seen the bride of north, the bride of south, the bride in west, the bride in east. Thank you
for
thank you, Lord. Be blessed, all the church. Be blessed, all the nations. In the holy name, you are the Most High. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, our God and Father, we are coming with gratefulness to say much thanks to you that you have given us ears to hear as the true disciples hear. We are your disciples. And we thank you with all our hearts. We thank you for the victory which you have given us on the cross of Calvary. We have not come for the sake of a man. We have the assurance that you are personally amongst us, and therefore we are coming. And we will leave this place with forgiveness. We have the assurance that you received us. We have come to you and we have entered into your rest. You are the victor, and we are confessing your victory, the victory which was given by Calvary. Thank you, Lord. And we will go from this place, each one with the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that we may confess it. It is written, all things are possible for him who believes. You suffered, but you won the victory. And your presence is here. And everything is for our blessing. Bless your servant. Your word remains forever. I thank you for the fulfillment of your promise. Glory be to you. Glory be to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Who says a chorus? Pardon?
Amen.
Jesus is the victor.
Jesus is the victor.
Jesus is the victor over death.
Jesus
is the victor over all the trouble. Jesus is the victor throughout all eternity. For me, Jesus has won the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm saved by his blood. Hallelujah. Oh, how nice it is to be saved.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, the Savior is mine. Hallelujah, how wonderful it is to be saved. And all the people say, Amen. All who consecrated their lives to the Lord today and who would like to be baptized tomorrow, you can do it. God took care for everything. God has given the possibility that we can baptize here according to the scripture. Now we have the request that we all go silently to our rooms, that there is no loud conversation taking place, that the parents watch over their children, that really everything goes silently and in peace, and so that we can take the blessing home which the Lord has given us, keeping it, taking it home. Blessed and praised be our Lord throughout all eternity. Hallelujah be praised. Let us sing.
Hallelujah sei gepriesen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah be praised.
Hallelujah sei gepriesen.
The Lord has blessed us.